there. This is Lucas the Gray Wolf, and today I'm going to tell you why wolves howl.
Oh, that sounded spooky, Lucas the Wolf. Welcome to Nature Corner.
Thanks, Uncle Bob. It's neat being here.
It's neat having you. Well, you're a gray wolf, right?
You've got it.
Why don't you tell the kids how large you are and what you look like, okay?
I weigh 100 pounds, them 6 feet from the end of my nose to the tip of my tail.
Boy, you're big. How tall are you, Lucas?
3 feet high at my shoulders.
Tell me about those big paws.
I make tracks 4 inches across, Uncle Bob.
Whoa, that's big.
And the Lord made them big because they're my wheels.
Good one.
A gray wolf can run fast for short bursts.
Mm-hmm. Like how fast?
25 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't keep up that pace, Uncle Bob.
Oh.
I only run that fast when I'm charging an animal. Did you know a gray wolf trots a lot?
No. How fast is a trot?
About 5 miles an hour.
How long can you go at that speed?
Almost forever, Uncle Bob.
Why are you always moving? Why are you trotting so much?
Hunting for food. 90% of a wolf's diet comes from meat, such as deer, moose, and caribou.
Oh.
And as a wolf trots a lot, he usually comes upon the scent of one of these animals.
Is that how you find these critters? Scent?
Yes, I smell them. That's the gray wolf's strongest sense, smell.
Compare it to mine.
The master designer made mine 100 times greater than yours, Uncle Bob.
Why? That's because your survival depends on your ability to smell other large animals, huh?
Right on.
Lucas, a boy wants to know, are gray wolves always gray?
Good question. Most of the time, yes. But often you'll see black gray wolves and brown ones and lots of shades of gray in between. There are even white gray wolves living up in the cold Arctic.
They're white, so they blend in with the snow, right?
So my relatives camouflage, yes.
You know, you look a lot like a large German shepherd dog.
Hey, you mean he looks a lot like me, don't you?
Yes, I think you're right, Lucas the Wolf.
Do you know why my first name is Lucas?
No, I was going to ask you, though.
Lucas is the Greek way of saying wolf.
Oh, interesting.
Lupus is the Latin way.
Close. Wow, we're getting a little language study here, Lucas.
Really?
See, a girl wants to know about your family.
Okay, a wolf's family usually has about 10 members. They're called, it rhymes with sack.
Pack?
Right on. Now, in that pack, there's an alpha male and an alpha female.
What's an alpha male? Are you one?
Yes, the alpha male is the head honcho of the pack.
Oh.
He's the leader. See, the word alpha is the first letter of the Greek alphabet, and it means number one, the most important.
Okay, and that's true for the female, the mother wolf, right?
Yes, it was Christ the Creator's wise plan to also have an alpha female. All the other girl wolves are under her.
They obey her, right?
Yeah, and all the boy wolves obey me.
Does that mean the alpha female obeys you?
Yes, sir.
Is the alpha male usually the largest wolf in the pack?
You bet, and he's the strongest, too.
Mm.
This is important.
Okay.
It was the Creator's way of keeping order in the wolf pack. Did you know that because of this God-given system, there's never any fighting in a wolf pack?
No, I never knew that.
Never. We all get along super well. No fusses, no quarrels. Each wolf knows his or her place in the pack, and they stay there. A wolf pack is one of the most peaceful animal families in the world.
Boy, that's educational.
Another thing you probably never knew was that wolves do not attack people.
Really?
Really. There's not one recorded case in the USA of a wolf ever attacking a human being. All we ever attack are large animals, and then only for our necessary food.
So you don't just kill for the sport of it?
Or because we're mean. Because we are not.
You kill because you're hungry. You want to eat.
And 90% of our diet has to be meat, Uncle Bob. The great creator made us that way.
What kind of meat do you prefer?
Deer, moose, caribou,
mm-hmm.
But always the weakest or sickest members of those animals. We could never catch the strongest.
Hmm. Might that be a special design, perhaps?
No question about it. By our wolf pack catching only the weakest animals, that assures the strongest ones will live to have babies and keep their families alive.
Well, that's really good for the moose and deer, then.
Yes, it makes their babies stronger because they came from stronger parents.
The Son of God's wise way to keep animals healthy and strong.
Right on, Uncle Bob.
Lucas, you and your gray wolf relatives used to be very popular all across America. What happened?
Well, you two-legged people either shot or poisoned my relatives until only a few of us remain in northern Michigan, Minnesota, and Montana. There are a lot of gray wolves in Alaska and Canada, though.
Lucas, the kids and I weren't here when all of your relatives were shot. Why did this happen if you were such a peaceful fellow and you only killed for food, not for the thrill of it?
Okay, back in the days of my Native American friends, the Indians, buffalo roamed the land. There were lots of them, hundreds of thousands of them. Lots of moose, too. Because there were so many of them, these critters were the main food supply for us gray wolves.
I get it now. The history books tell us the settlers moved in and shot the buffalo.
Yes, back 100 or so years ago, factories would make robes out of a buffalo's hide, and they paid pretty good money. All you needed was a gun, and bang! A buffalo drops dead in his tracks. You skin him, leave his body there, and sell the hide.
And hundreds of thousands of buffalo were shot for that purpose.
So guess what happened to the wolf's food supply?
It's nearly all gone. Very few buffalo left.
Right. So those wolves had to eat. So they went after the settlers' sheep and cows.
The only meat available.
Yeah, and that made the ranchers furious. So they put poison inside of a dead cow, and whole packs of wolves would come and feed on the animal, get sick, and die. Other wolves were shot. My relatives were nearly eradicated.
Wiped out.
Yes. And that's why just a few gray wolves still live in America today, Uncle Bob.
You make me feel kind of guilty, Lucas.
I'm sorry about that. I really don't blame you and the kids, you see. It's those people who lived long before you, Uncle Bob.
Okay, thanks a lot, Lucas.
You're welcome. Hey, can I say one more thing about the food that we wolves catch?
Yeah, sure.
Whenever a wolf pack catches a deer or a moose, we clean up our plate.
You mean you eat the whole thing right then?
Not right then, no. What we cannot eat, we bury, and then return to it the next day, and the next, until it's totally gone.
Hey, good for you.
Well, thank you. We finish our meals, kids, because we know there are hungry wolves in other countries who don't have as much to eat as we have.
Seems like I've heard that before. Now, let's learn about your music, Lucas.
You mean my howl?
Sure do.
Okay, here goes.
Why, that's beautiful, but kind of spooky, especially after dark.
But a wolf doesn't just howl after dark.
You don't?
No, a wolf howls any time of the day or night, Uncle Bob.
Well, I didn't know that.
It's true.
See, a boy wants to know why you howl?
There are many reasons, but the most important one is because wolves just love to sing. There's nothing neater than a community wolf sing. I'm serious.
Really?
Yes. All one wolf has to do is start howling. And in a minute, the other members of the pack have trotted up to his side, and they've joined in the song. Listen.
It's beautiful, Lucas. Thanks for getting your friends to join you. You sound great.
Well, thank you. Our howls just tell you that we enjoy singing together, just like a flock of birds like to sing.
You mentioned that there are other reasons why you howl.
Yes. Our howl tells other wolf packs that we are here. In our howl, we say, "Hello there, brothers. We live over here, and this is our territory.
Does your howl mean that they're not welcome in your territory?
Yes. All wolves know that, too. A wolf never strays out of his territory. Each wolf pack has a territory of about 50 square miles. The howl reminds each wolf pack in a nice way to obey the territory laws.
Why don't you let other wolves in your territory?
Oh, Christ, the intelligent creator taught us. We'd have a food shortage if too many came into our territory.
I see. And now if every wolf stays in his territory, there'll be plenty of food for all the packs?
You've got it. And that's one of the purposes of our howls.
Boy, 50 square miles is pretty large. Do any members of your pack travel while others stay at home?
Yes, especially when the baby pups are born. If we're off hunting, she can call us and tell us what's happening in the den.
Interesting. How can you tell the difference between her voice and any other wolf that might be howling?
We wolves living in a pack learn the sound of other wolves' voices, just like you humans learn to recognize your family members' voices.
I see. That makes sense.
Hey, whenever it's time to go on a hunt, I'll howl, and this calls the other wolves to my side, and they'll join me in a joyful song. Then we'll take off to do the grocery shopping.
A boy wants to know if you ever go hunting alone.
Never alone, Wolf. No, sir. We need one another to be able to catch that moose or deer. Like I said, it's teamwork. Once in a while, though, one of the wolf pack members will stray off and get lost accidentally. But he's only lost for a minute.
What does he do, howl?
Right on. That's his way of saying, "Hey, you guys, I'm lost. Where are you?"
And because you know his voice, you can answer him.
Sure do. And our howls direct him to us again.
Neato. Lucas the Gray Wolf, this has been such an interesting visit today. Thanks so much.
Glad to do it, Uncle Bob. Let me drop something on you before I leave, though, okay?
Okay.
When the Lord Jesus Christ, my Creator, comes to rule and reign on this earth someday, he's gonna change my eating habits.
Explain.
I won't want to eat meat anymore.
What will you eat?
Plants.
Really?
Yes. God's word says, then the wolf will live with the lamb.
The wolf will live with the lamb. Hey, that's Isaiah 11:6.
And that doesn't mean with the lamb in my tummy, either.
No, because the great creator will change you.
Peaceful days are coming, kids. Are you going to be there to see it and enjoy it?